The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I shouldn't tell you this, but Eric hired someone who sounds just like him to host today's show. But since I'm the announcer, they told me. So I am telling you, don't be fooled.
The real Eric's in jail.
And welcome.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Todd, for covering for me. That's why we're former friends. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Today is exciting.
It is.
Every day is exciting, but Fridays in particular get wacky. We've had John Zmirak on. We had the brilliant scientist Michael Behe on. You can watch him at SocratesInTheCity.com, one of the greatest scientists of our era. Great conversation. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Victoria Jackson, you know, Saturday Night Live alumna.
Mm-hmm.
Alumna. That's the plural, female plural, alumna. And the singular is alumnus.
I thought it was alumnuses.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But before we do that, I want to remind you that we have we're doing a fundraiser with Angel Tree Camp. I'm begging you, folks. It's a great organization. You go to MetaxasTalk.com. There are kids who are, the children of prisoners, and the parents can't do anything for their kids. They're in prison, and obviously they probably have one parent or living with their grandmothers. Angel Tree Camp sends them to a wonderful Christian camp for a week. It's only $200. If you give $200, you're sending a kid to camp for a week. For every $100 you give, this is up to infinity, we give you a free subscription to Metaxas Super, which is worth about that over the year. You get an annual subscription. You can watch every one of these shows on Metaxas Super, and you get all kinds of little things that you can't get on the video YouTubes because they have community standards
mm-hmm.
that prohibit,
and they should,
you know, spitting
yeah.
and punching and stuff, right?
Well, I punched you once, and they let that go.
No.
Oh.
But you're banned from YouTube because of that. But
Thank
anyway,
you,
so
Eric.
If you want to watch everything we do, you want to see what we're wearing, what we're not wearing, what we're eating on the set, what we're not eating, what kind of pipe tobacco Albin uses. It's all on Metaxas Super. So
Prince
all you
Albert.
Have to do is give $100 tax deductible to Angel Tree. By the way, great organization
yes,
and great cause. So you go to MetaxasTalk.com, or I'll give you the phone number in a minute. But I want to hear, Zeke was an Angel Tree camper. He is now a counselor. He's like, I think he just turned 30. So he was when they started this whole thing. Let's hear from Zeke.
I would not be here if it had not been for Angel Tree Ministries. Somebody somewhere decided, hey, these kids deserve a chance. This boy right here, Zeke Griffin, deserves a chance to break away from everything that's going on and just experience life on a totally different level. And I just want to thank whoever it is that signed that scholarship for me to go to camp. You have truly changed my life. I am out here sharing the gospel with students who have gone through the same thing that I've gone through. Again, thank you, Angel Tree, for what you've done. You have truly changed and shaped my life.
It's amazing. And you kind of wonder who did write that check for $200 or whatever the equivalent was 20 years ago that changed Zeke's life. You can change a life, folks. $200 sends a kid to camp for an entire week. $100, as I said, will get you a free subscription of Texas Super, which is a tremendous bargain, to be blunt, okay? Anybody who gives $500, you get to do a studio visit. You get to come here, see the studio, hang out, eat our food. There's food in the other room.
It's leftover from yesterday, but it's still food.
Sure.
Yeah, technically.
No, it's actually, it's great food. They have great food here. It's amazing.
Okay.
We don't deserve it, but our guests do. Yeah. All right, so if you want to do that, and obviously I always put this out there, anybody able to give $10,000, if you can give $10,000 to what is a spectacular organization, you're sending a ton of kids to Angel Tree Camp, and you get to have dinner with me or me and Albin or, you know, whoever you want. You come to New York, you can have as many people there as you like, whatever. It's really fun. If there's some folks who can afford to do that, and I put that out there in any case. So go to MetaxasTalk.com. Before we have Victoria Jackson, we got a few minutes with the great John Zmirek. John Zmirek, welcome back. Are the Beagles still sleeping?
Yes, thanks, Eric. They're very comfortable on their My Pillow, which is really the most comfortable cushion in the house.
It's almost too comfortable. Mike Lindell needs to dial back the technology because lives are being ruined. People don't go to work. They just sleep 20 hours a day. And you have to put in the code Eric or Metaxas or you don't get my big discount. I just want to say that. They have pet pillows. They have human pillows now. Everything you could possibly want. Giza sheets, non-Giza sheets, mattress pads, whatever you want. John Zmirek, what can we talk about that is pithy and important?
Well, there's a nice piece over at Strand.org that I didn't write, but it's by my friend Juliana Tamaruzzi. The title is Persecuted Christians in Iraq Deserve Our Help and a Visit from Pope Francis. Now, one place Pope Francis has never visited is the Middle East. He's not visited Iraq. And as Juliana Tamaruzzi, she's a refugee from Iran, but her family are Assyrian Christians. And as she pointed out, 87% of the Christians were purged from Iraq in the wake of our invasion and occupation of the country. 87% of the Christians. And the Christians in Iraq have been there since the age of the apostles. She calls Iraq a second holy land. A lot of our oldest Bibles were transcribed in monasteries in Iraq that existed from the age of the apostles until, you know, 2005 or 2007, when local Muslim militias or eventually ISIS turned on them and destroyed these places that are, you know, were hundreds of years older than Notre Dame. And we Western Christians have not paid close enough attention to the plight of persecuted Christians in Iraq, in Nigeria, in Sri Lanka. We have the wealth and the comfort and the freedom. What they have is the apostolic zeal and the willingness to put their lives on the line rather than renounce Christianity. We need to do a trade. They can get like a third of our wealth and comfort, and we'll get a third of their zeal, and then we would both be better off.
Or maybe we could trade some Episcopalians for these zealous Christians. John, you don't have to agree with that. I know. I don't want to make you.
Sorry,
I don't want to make you legally.
He passed out.
I don't want to make you legally liable for what I just said. Listen.
No, I didn't hear it. You're kind of muted.
Oh, it was a bad joke. I basically think that I rarely tweet articles from the stream unless you wrote them, because I tweet so many of your articles that it's embarrassing. But I did tweet out the one you just mentioned when I read it, Persecuted Christians in Iraq, because this is something that if the American church wants to be strong and wants to have a part of that apostolic zeal, we need to throw in our lot with those who are suffering for the faith around the world. And what happened in Iraq, you were the only conservative who told me a million years ago that it was not a good idea for us to go into Iraq, and I disagreed with you at the time, and now I see the wisdom, because some of these strongman dictators, as evil as they are, and they are evil, the one thing that they had going for them was that they protected religious minorities. that is gone.
For cynical reasons, but it's still, it happened. I mean, the dictator of Syria does not persecute the Christians, and the so-called moderate rebels John McCain wanted to put into power were affiliated with Al-Qaeda, and they were burning churches and crucifying Christians in the public square while John McCain was vouching for them. So thank God for Donald Trump kicking the John McCains of this world out of the seat of power.
By the way, McCain was an Episcopalian, just saying. Okay, so in a few minutes we're going to go to Victoria Jackson. Maybe we should check in on the Beagles again. Are they still sleeping comfortably?
Yeah, they have been just so much fun lately. By the way, this week is Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Really?
And I hope everybody will consider looking at their local rescue shelter or their local, you know, breed rescue organization. I got Finnegan and Rain through a great group called DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth Beagle Buddies. And if you want to adopt a dog and you have a particular breed in mind, if you want a dog, don't buy one. Look and take the breed you want and Google that word and the word rescue.
Okay.
There are German Shepherd rescues, Dalmatian
rescues.
We're
out of time, but I got to say,
however obscure the breed, you can probably get a beautiful, free dog who needs you, who will be put to sleep soon if you don't
goodness,
save
it. My goodness, okay. Behind that mean-spirited, bigoted, hard shell, there's a soft heart in John Smirek. Very surprising. Folks, check it out. Go to metaxastalk.com. Give to Angel Tree. When we come back, Victoria Jackson.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted in.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to onestockretirementnow.com to get the whole story.
Get excited listening to this music, and then I forget that this is basically a talk show. It's called the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything, but music falls under the rubric of everything, doesn't it? Most things do fall under the rubric of everything, and it's the show about everything, and it's my show. I can do what I want. And when I listen to music like that, I just get stuck. But I usually have on such great guests that eventually I come to my senses. Victoria Jackson is one of my favorite people on the planet. And I think she's on the line. Vicky, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, it's so great to hear your voice. What's happening in your life? What are you doing right now?
Talking to you.
You know what? Other than that, I was really asking other than that.
Are we on the air yet?
Yes. You're talking to me on the air. This is a big program. There could be dozens of people listening intently. Vicky, actually, before you say anything, I just want to remind people that you're my comedian friend who was on SNL for 6 years, Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Now you live in the Nashville area with your current husband of how many years? 25, 30?
26.
26 years. And his name is Albin, I believe?
No.
What is it again?
Paul.
Oh, you're sure? Vicky.
What?
I love your husband. So seriously, though, I wanted just to catch up with you to find out what's going on in your life. Like, what's happening? What does a comedian who lives in, you know, your neck of the woods do at this point? Like, I know you do gigs now and again, but like today, are you just like running errands or something?
No, I have a very busy month. You caught me in a very busy time.
You sound resentful. Should I call back at another time?
No, I'm just kind of overwhelmed.
You're overwhelmed? What's happening?
Yeah. Hey, Eric?
Yeah?
Can you hear me good? Because it sounds to me like you're really far away.
I can hear you very well, yep.
Okay. Well, I'm teaching my acting class tonight for my fourth time.
Oh, my gosh. The last time we spoke, you said you were teaching an acting class, and I was very confused, and you said it's actually someone else's acting class, but he's bringing you in to teach it because you have tremendous acting credentials in films and so on and so forth. So somehow this guy has pawned off the whole thing on you. Is that the story?
No. I'm like a special guest teacher, and I'm terrified of it because I don't know how to do it, but this is my fourth time, so I must not be doing too badly or they wouldn't ask me back, right?
Yeah, usually that's the rule. If they ask you back for a fourth time, it means you haven't screwed up. Vicky, seriously, you're teaching acting. Can anyone take this class? I mean, you're in the Nashville area, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of entertainers around here.
I know, and you're one of them, so... But what if somebody wants to take this class? Like, can they? It's too late. The class is already like the train is out of the station.
And I made a mistake. Last time I told you there was 100 people, there's actually 10.
So you forgot a zero. A zero is zero. What's zero? It's literally zero. Vicky, you're too hard on yourself. If you had said 1,000, that would be pushing it.
Yeah, I do get zeros mixed up. You can ask my husband. I hate numbers and money and all of that. But, you know, it makes more sense to have 10 because then they can actually have time to perform in front of each other. And, you know, if there's 100, that would be
so it's
possible.
Like it's like a workshop, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if there were 100 people, it would be like a lecture.
Yeah. Okay, so tomorrow I have to give a speech at the Capitol in Nashville.
At the Capitol? Is that like a restaurant?
No, it's like the governor of Tennessee is speaking, and I'm speaking!
What do you mean the governor of Tennessee? The governor of Tennessee is speaking. First of all, who's the governor of Tennessee?
Lee.
Lee what?
I forgot his first name. It's something Lee.
Oh, his last name is Lee. I
voted for him.
I just want to make sure. I know. Isn't it Mike Lee? I guess we need to look. Peter Lee?
I think that's a guy in Washington.
Anyway, the point is Governor Lee has invited you to not to
no,
the governor's.
He didn't invite me. This other person invited me.
Can you be more specific or more vague? I'm pretty sure you couldn't be more vague, actually.
Okay, well, basically, it's called Christian Day at the Capitol.
I don't think it's called Christian Day at the Capitol.
Yeah, it is.
Who named it Christian Day at the Capitol? That's the lamest. It makes me want to change religions. It's that bad.
You know, I was thinking that, too, but I guess it's like so they know it's not Muslim Day.
What is Christian Day? I don't know what you're—I guess I'm a little— I don't mean to be hard on you, Vicky. You're a friend. I'm hard on my friends. I got to be careful. But
okay.
you
remember when you spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast in front of Obama?
Yeah.
And you were, like, unbelievably great and anointed, and God spoke through you the gospel to Obama, who was 3 feet away from you?
I have a vague memory of that. I think it's on YouTube. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's on your website. And I became the biggest fan of yours. At that moment, I already was a fan, but then I was like, I'm his biggest fan because it was awesome. You were funny and told the gospel. I want to be like that, but I might have my chance because it's a huge gathering, and it's basically we're celebrating our right of freedom to assemble, and we're going to praise the Lord, worship the Lord, and pray for our country.
And this is in the state capitol. In Tennessee but wait, where's the capital? Is Tennessee's
Nashville?
Wait, Nashville is the capital. That now I'm embarrassed. I should have known that.
I should know that too.
So you do know that because you're actually know where you're going tomorrow. But wait,
yeah.
so you're the main speaker. The governor's going to speak, and then you're going to speak as the speaker.
No, the governor's probably the star, and then Gary Chapman is leading worship. You know, he was ex-husband.
No, he is her ex-husband.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say he was her ex-husband unless they got married again. So
yeah, he's probably getting tired of people introducing him that way. I should not have done that.
Well, we just won't do it again. So wait, he's doing worship. So this is a Christian event at the Capitol, and But you're saying it's actually called Christian Day? That just sounds so exclusive and
what
odd.
What would you call it?
Anything else?
Okay, I was thinking that too, but like, what would you call it, actually?
I don't know. I'm not...
You're a writer and you're very clever. You should be able to come up with that right now.
But I mean, I guess the point is that I'm not sure what it is. Like, if you could tell me what it is, why don't they call it, you know, the Tennessee, you know, why don't they call it the Tennessee Prayer Breakfast or the Tennessee State Prayer Breakfast? Or is it a breakfast?
No, it's talking before lunch and then having lunch.
Well, then technically it's a lunch.
How about the Tennessee Prayer Lunch?
Well, I think when it's a big thing like that, you have to use the full word luncheon.
Wednesday afternoon live.
Well, you could do that. No, but seriously, it's a luncheon. I would call it anything but Christian Day.
Lunch with the Lord.
Christian Day sounds like you're going to have a bunch of hillbillies singing "Where Oh Where Are You Tonight."
Where oh where are you tonight?
Why did you leave me here all alone? Come on.
I searched
the world over, and I thought I found true love. You met another,
and you was gone.
That's what I'm expecting, like bales of hay, and, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, Vicky.
No, we're very sophisticated here.
Okay, well, look.
Because most of us came from other places.
Is this going to be taped or anything? Are we going to be able to watch it on video or anything?
Well, I do have a video I want to talk about, but I think you're going to a commercial.
Well, we're going to a commercial, but you shouldn't anticipate. That's like the woman leading and dancing. It's just simply not done. It's simply not done, Vicky. And you and your husband have struggled over this issue because you will not let Paul lead. It's ungodly. It's a Jezebelic spirit. And when we come back, we're going to cast that spirit out of you, sister.
Okay.
But you're going to have to repent. Wow. Otherwise, seven worse spirits will find the place swept and garnished, and you're going to be in big trouble. You know what I'm talking about?
But what if I'm smarter?
That's the whole point. All right, when we come back, I'm going to straighten out your marriage. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show talking to Victoria Jackson.
Roger, them folks is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has spoke with Russian President Putin today about nuclear weapons, the possibility of getting China into a three-party arms control pact, and the ongoing crisis in Venezuela, where Moscow is propping up the current government over the U.S.-backed opposition. Solid economic growth is still encouraging strong hiring. The Labor Department reports employers added 263,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate is down to a five-decade low of 3.6%. More than 1,000 people have died from an Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo. It started in August, according to the country's health minister. Cyclone Fani has torn through India's eastern coast as a grade 5 storm, lashing beaches with rain and winds gusting up to 27 miles per hour. This is SRN News.
Last year's markets ended in a roller coaster. This can and will happen again, and probably sooner than you think. Don't lose your shirt. What if I told you there was a way to not only safely secure your nest egg through retirement, but to also grow alongside your wealth to enjoy your golden years in comfort? Both ideas are not only possible, but are paramount to the retirement income for life strategy. Thousands of savvy investors are beginning to turn to the sustainable income solution and the annuities that support it. If you, too, would like to protect your wealth and enjoy a lifetime of income, Knight Strategic Wealth is giving away a brand new guide that discusses the retirement income for life strategy step by step. The guide is titled The Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income. Text FREE to 48542 and we'll send you a copy instantly. If you want to be able to enjoy life comfortably and never run out of the means to do so, get your free complimentary guide today and see how it can secure your future. Text FREE to 48542. Text FREE to 48542.
Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would never stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God, and we're protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today. Just go to ReaganPrivacy.com, ReaganPrivacy.com.
Oh,
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting.
Hey there, folks.
Those kids were fast as
What is there to say? Vicky, are you still
what?
There? Victoria Jackson, are you still there, or have you run away?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you my calendar because you wouldn't believe how busy I was.
Wait a minute. We just played Kung Fu Fighting. You have nothing positive or negative to say about that, Vicky?
Yeah, my brother got nunchucks around that time in the 70s.
See, this is why I want to have you on the show, because like whatever you want to talk about is not going to be as interesting as what you just said. Like what you just said, I couldn't script that better. I play Kung Fu Fighting, which of course was very popular when we were kids, and you're telling me that your brother got nunchucks? Nunchucks, really?
Yeah, and he would practice in the front yard for hours, and he would keep hitting himself in the shins and getting black and blue marks, and he got really good at it. And it's because of that song, I think.
I mean, I remember being in Broadview Junior High in Danbury, Connecticut, and like the tough kids had nunchucks in their back pockets, like they were really cool. And then eventually the school had to kind of shut that down. They realized that there is a proliferation of nunchucks. Because we have to remember that at this time, Vicky, of course you and I were just children, but in the 70s, kung fu fighting, like kung fu was a big thing because David Carradine, the son of the right. famous John Carradine, had a hit TV show called Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Am I bringing
that,
you?
We didn't have a TV, but we heard about it.
Well, I wasn't. It started at 9 o'clock at night. It was a network TV program, but our bedtime was 9 o'clock, and my brother and
I. You probably had Shakespeare in your back pocket.
I don't think you. I think you're confusing me with the fictional version of Eric Metaxas. I grew up in a home. My parents are working-class European immigrants who were lucky to escape war-torn Europe. And we were not, you know, my parents didn't go to college or anything like that, so we were not like a bookish family. We were not a bookish family. But getting back to what I did do, which was watch TV a lot, I wasn't allowed to watch Kung Fu because it was on at 9 o'clock at night. And I was so angry because my friend Scott Bennett was able to watch it. This was like in sixth grade, I think. And he would watch and he would tell us what happened on the school bus the next morning. But my parents made me go to bed, you know, at that time. It was a harrowing, traumatic time. I'm still recovering from it.
I understand.
Yeah.
But you could use that anger and look what became of it. You made something beautiful out of it.
I turned the rage against my parents for making me go to bed into a profitable
Yale.
Career as a biographer. That's what rage can do.
Hey, Eric, you want to know what else I did this month since you asked
Nah.
Okay,
come on. Of course I do. I want to know everything, Vicky. But I just thought if your brother had nunchucks, we had to talk about that. That's why I have you on the program, because you bring stuff up like that. You don't even think it's funny. That's so
it's
funny.
It's not funny.
Your brother, it is funny. How is your brother older than you or younger than you?
1 year younger.
And what is he doing with himself now? Can you say on the air?
He's an architect in L.A.
Do they call him the Nunchuck Architect?
No. He worked on the Disney Music Hall and the Art Museum. I forget the name of it.
You mean he's a successful architect?
So, Eric, I had to be a presenter at the Inspirational Country Music Awards.
the inspiration. Is that an adjective or part of the title?
Well, it used to be called Christian Country Music Awards, but people were nervous of the word Christian, so it changed to inspirational.
But your governor, Bill Lee, is not afraid of the word Christian because he has
Christian. Bill, that's his name, Bill Lee.
Yeah, you know why I got confused? Bill Lee is the name of the father of Spike Lee, the filmmaker Spike Lee, because I went to college with his Spike Lee's brother, David, and their dad is named Bill Lee, and he was a musician, famous musician, actually still is, I guess. But Bill Lee, it's one of those names like out of a song, you know, Bill Lee. You don't really think of it as a, but you're telling me your governor's name Bill Lee, or I'm telling you that, and he's having Christian Day. But putting that to the side, you are going to be, did you say emceeing?
I'm going to be giving a 10-minute song speech. And in a group of people, including this actress, I just forgot her name.
Is it Bill Lee?
Governor Bill Lee.
Oh, the governor is Bill Lee. The actress is not Bill Lee?
No, I told you I have so much on my mind right now. Jennifer O'Neill, that's the actress.
She was in Love Story.
Yeah, she's speaking.
That was like 1969 or 1970.
Yeah, she's a pro-life activist now.
She was in the famous movie Love Story. I think she was in Love Story. Isn't that right? Somebody's going to Google that for me.
No.
That's incredible.
She was in the one where she died of cancer with Robert Redford.
Did Robert Redford also die?
No.
Oh, we're going to be right back. We'll be right back. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
Can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes, I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, I could talk about it all day long.
Great.
But I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Or just trudging through each day, but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4255.
844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in muskrat land and they shimmy. Sam is so skinny, and he whirl and he twirl and he dangle, singing and jangin' a jangle, float like the heavens above, looks like muskrat love.
Oh yeah, muskrat love. Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can tell by the groovy, funky 70s tunage, and I have my friend, the comedian Victoria Jackson, on the line. Vicky, are you still there, or have you run away in anger?
Yes, I was enjoying that romantic mouse love song.
No, it's not mouse. They are rodents, though, muskrats. It's muskrats getting down. It's beautiful. It's nature.
It is beautiful. It should be X-rated. But anyway,
no, you're thinking of Fritz. You're thinking of Fritz the cat.
The rest of my April.
Okay, so hold on a second. So you are speaking at Christian Day with Governor Bill Lee, not to be confused with the father of Spike Lee, who's the musician Bill Lee, okay?
No.
And where does Jennifer
O'Neill?
She comes into this. She's going to be at the governor's, at the Capitol also?
Gary Chapman and a senator and another, and the Speaker of the House.
What do you mean a Speaker of the House? You mean the Speaker of the House?
Of our house in Nashville Capitol.
Okay, so the Speaker of the House in Nashville, okay.
So that's exciting, and I ask God to help me know what to say, because it's all about Jesus. It's not about me. Okay, so let me tell you, I'm at this red carpet award, the Inspirational Country Music Award.
Okay, so now we're switching over to that. So that was recently? Was that, like, very recently?
Yeah, it was a week ago, and okay. I was standing in high heels for 8 hours. My feet were killing me. And you know how when you have to smile for 8 hours, how it hurts your face?
Yeah.
But here's the cool thing. I was a presenter, but I used that moment to sing a little bit of a song, and it was held at the Grand Ole Opry, so I actually checked off the last box on my... What do you call bucket list?
This is it.
And
are you
I
serious?
Sang at the Grand Ole Opry.
Wait a minute. Vicky, that's huge stuff. You talk about this all the time. This is your dream. This is
but
what you
actually,
wanted to do.
It doesn't count because I wasn't asked to sing. I just forced it to happen.
Okay, so you made it happen. So you're kind of like that's kind of like leading when you're dancing with a man and you lead. That's exactly the same kind of spiritual root that needs to be pulled out so that you can be healed, sister.
So you're saying I'm too pushy?
No, it's just that sometimes you may get ahead of God.
I think you're right.
Well, look, it's not like I don't do the same thing. It's just that you're much worse at it. No, you're just way more guilty of it. And we need to pull that spiritual thing out by the roots, Victoria, because you need to get some healing. Now, listen, and do you have a nut allergy?
No.
Well, if you did, that would be healed if you dealt with this spiritual root also, but you don't. Well, anyway, listen,
okay.
So you were on the red carpet. What do you mean 8 hours? So you were at the Inspirational Country Music Awards at the Grand Ole Opry. Okay. And
yes, with J.P. Miller from Pigeon Forge. We were the host on the red carpet, and then we were presenters. But I wanted to tell you another interesting story that happened a week ago.
You mean you want to tell me an interesting story?
Very fun.
Aha. No, but seriously, we have to correct something. Jennifer O'Neill was in Summer of 42, because I know there's people listening to this program, and they're screaming, Summer of 42, ding-dong. And it's like, don't call me a ding-dong on my own show. But I said it, and I was wrong. It's not a love story. Love Stories with Ally McGraw. Summer of 42 is with Jennifer O'Neill. So, okay, so tell me another interesting story.
Okay, so I'm enrolling in a local college because I want to get a master's in film.
Are you serious?
I'm not going to mention the name of the college, but I was called in for a short meeting with the head guy, and I thought, oh, this is weird, and because I've filled out all the papers and got my transcripts and everything ready to go, right?
I'm afraid of what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
No, I'm not going to. Go ahead.
Tell me.
No,
you will never guess.
Okay, good. I hope not. So go ahead. Go ahead.
Tell me what you think.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So he was really nervous, and his hands were shaking. And I was like, why are you so nervous? Are you going to send me to the office? Am I getting a spanking? Are you going to say I'm fat? Because if it's not those three things, then you can say anything, and I won't be offended.
Imagine if he said, man, he goes, that's it. You nailed it. You're fat. Get out of my office. No, come on. What did he say? Come on. What were dying to know, Vicky?
Well, he says, remember 4 years ago when you were in our screenwriting class?
Yeah.
And we had a bomb scare.
Yeah.
And we all went outside.
Yeah.
It was 8 p.m. It was dark. Our class met in a basement. It was really scary. He said that I made a comment about one of the other students being a Muslim.
Well, that's a pretty good reason to have the principal call you in.
And I made some reference to that. And I said, in my defense, I said, well, first of all, that was the semester we took my daughter out of Trevecca because there was an actual sighting of a car with suspicious men in it driving on the campus at 6 a.m. And they traced the license plate to the terrorist watch list. It was also around the time that Chattanooga had a Muslim terrorist shooting, and there was a guy in my neighborhood, a Muslim activist, who said my name on Facebook and called me a white supremacist because I had said comments on the radio explaining why Islam is different than Christianity and how God is not Allah and how Muhammad was married to a 9-year-old.
You know, now we're going to have to go to a break, and I may never come back. We'll be right back, I think, folks.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? You need some help from Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration says today's strong jobs report is a result of President Trump's economic agenda.
Economist Diane Swonk says some analysts worry the economy would barely grow early this year and there might even be a recession.
I think we can certainly put those worries, for this year at least, behind us.
And maybe beyond.
We have entered a very strong and durable prosperity cycle.
White House National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says you can credit President Trump's tax and regulatory cuts.
His policies are in the process of rebuilding the American economy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump spoke with Russian President Putin today about nuclear weapons, the possibility of getting China into a three-party arms control pact, and the ongoing crisis in Venezuela. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer, an office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier, had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
The marching band came down along Main Street. The soldier blues fell in behind. I looked across and there I saw Billy, waiting to go and join the line. And with the head upon his shoulder, his young and lovely fiance. From where I stood I saw she was crying, and through her tears I heard her say, Billy, don't be a hero, don't be a fool with your life.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't be a hero. Folks, we're talking to Victoria Jackson on our special 70s throwback hour. Victoria Jackson, you were a big hit in the 80s and 90s, so the music has nothing to do with you. You were a child when this music was popular. But the reason I'm talking to you now is because we're friends, and we get to talk about your crazy life in Nashville and your root of bitterness and how God's going to deal with that. And you were talking about the Country Music Awards and how you got to sing at the at the Grand Ole Opry. What did you sing, Vicki?
Well, I sang a couple lines of, when I get to Nashville, I'm going to make the rounds. I'll do a show on Music Row or Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. I'll get booked at the Bluebird. It's hard, but I know I will. I'm going to be a country star when I get to Nashville.
You really did? You really sang that on the Grand Ole Opry stage? That's amazing.
But I didn't get to the good part of the jokes because I had not been asked. I was kind of, what do you call it when you crash a wedding?
A wedding crasher?
Yeah, I was kind of like a song crasher.
Well, but you were invited onto the stage to do something, right?
Yeah, present an award to Chris Golden.
Well, wait a second. We have to backtrack. You're going for a master's in film at a college around you, and you said that the main guy calls you into his office because you spoke about 10 years before you had made a comment, which he probably thought was unnecessarily provocative or perhaps incendiary about a Muslim student. And you can understand that if you were a Muslim student in that class and there was a bomb threat, you could be bothered by that, because obviously most Muslims are you know, wonderful American citizens. So we kind of have to be, we do have to be careful about that. At least I would say that.
Well, my observation was that the guy had a beard.
Whoa. Holy cow.
All the people here have a beard, but...
Did you say beard?
Middle Eastern. My professor said he's not a Muslim.
Okay, first of all, now you're sounding like a genuine racist. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't want to judge anybody on anything.
No, he missed class on all the Muslim holidays, and he never did his homework, and he never participated in the class. I'm like, then why is he in here? It costs money, you know. And
well, isn't that his business, Vicky?
I'm just an observant person, and I didn't say I am loving, and I was kind. I made one comment when we had a bomb threat, and I didn't use the N-word.
I really have no idea what you're talking about. So here's the good news, Vicky. This is a career-ending interview. You don't ever have to worry about anything you ever say again. Now, listen, we only have seconds left. So real quick, can you... Can you tell me the end of the story in 15 seconds? No, because we're done.
I want your audience to listen to my new music video.
Okay, I don't want you to do that. Speaking of career ending, we're out of time. When we come back, hey Vicky, can we do another half hour? Can you stick around?
Sure.
Okay, folks, we're out of time today. I apologize for all the good music. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. Deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.